קר היום? מי יודע כמה שלג היה?
Next winter.
50 degrees. Yeah, we're having here.
מה?
שבוע הבא זה התענית שלום.
יום רבי בלילה זה פורי. שבוע הבא.
פורי.
Happy Muhammad?
Yeah.
How about?
With your permission. Zayin Adar. It's not 100% this is what Rabbi Yosef. The Machloket. Only Yosef for sure is Aharon HaKohen. Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. All the other Yosef, possibility. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself is a machloket with Zayin Adar. But people take it as Zayin Adar. How important is Yosef of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Chachamim tell us this week's parasha always falls around Zayin Adar. The parasha Tetzaveh, it says, Ve'ata Tetzaveh Bnei Yisrael. Instead, Torah should say, Ve'edaber Hashem El Moshe L'mor. So, Moshe's name being omitted from this week's parasha. And the reason Chachamim say is because after Am Yisrael did the golden calf, Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechen Yina Mesifrecha, Asher Katavta, erase my name, Hashem erased. So close, if this is Moshe Rabbeinu's your side, Hashem wanted us to know that because Moshe said, Mechen Yina Mesifrecha, Hashem took away his name from this parasha. Most of the parashiyot after Moshe was born, Moshe's name being mentioned, not all of them, some of them tell Dvarim you don't have it, but Parashat Tetzaveh is always towards around the Yosef to tell you, look, Hashem did what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Sounds like a person should watch what he says, since Moshe said it. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu did not mean from the Torah, the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu meant from the Sifrim Shet Tzadikim, Sifram Shet Benonim, Sifram Shet Rashaim, says the Gemara, that's Mechena Mesifrecha, from your book. The Gemara Masechet Hashanah said it doesn't go on the Torah. It goes on the book of the Tzadikim, Benonim, Rashaim, La'atid Lavo maybe, after the dead man of Revi, says the Gemara. But that's what Hashem said. Hashem said he wants Chas Shalom to destroy Am Yisrael, and Moshe prayed, and he said, erase my name, and Hashem chose Parashat Tetzaveh, said, not going to have your name is. How important the Yotzet of Moshe Rabbeinu is. The Gemara says, when Haman made the lotto to find out what's going to be the best day for the decree to Hashalom to kill Am Yisrael, he made the lotto, and the lotto fell with Gimel Be'Adar. Chachamim say that Gimel Be'Adar is so-called the Shiva, the end of the Shiva of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Adar, Haman did not say it because it's a Shiva. Haman said, since Moshe Rabbeinu died on Adar, he's very happy. He went to Achashverosh and he told Achashverosh, I made a lotto, and the lotto, he made a special lotto, and now it's for sure he'll be able to do it. Of course, the question is, what does it mean? So, Moshe died. Everybody eventually dies. And that is a tragedy that happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe died like everybody else. So what's the happiness? Since the lotto fell on Adar, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu died on Adar. So what did he die on Adar? So, Avraham Avinu died, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Yosef, Aaron, David. People die constantly. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, but he did not know one another element. He did not know that Moshe was born also on Adar. So, what does that mean? So what if he was born on Adar? So what? It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. Somebody is being born in a certain month means something. It doesn't mean anything. So, comes Rashi in the Masechet Megillah and says, you know, what it means is, the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu is big enough to do a kapara on his dress. What does that mean? I mean, Haman is happy that the Lotto came on Chodesh Adar and said, Haman, you don't need to be happy. Moshe was born Chodesh Adar too. So what? So, the birth of Moshe is a kapara on Moshe's death. What does it mean? Birth of Moshe, kapara, Moshe's death. Usually it's the opposite. The kapara, the death, kipera matu amo. Usually the death is a kapara. You don't say the birth is a kapara. Rashi Maser Megillah says the birth is a kapara. So it means Haman so-called was right. That he was happy that the lotto came on Adar. I said, you should know, Moshe's your type. Moshe's your type. In Megillat Esther, the Megillat tells us that Mordechai had a dream. And in his dream, Leon Nevi came to him and told him about a decree. So the Gemara says that after Ahasuerus came with a decree with Haman, Eliyahu HaNavi went to Hebron to Marat HaMachpelah and woke up Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and told them, "Zegezera from Hashem. Your children are going to be destroyed." So Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov asked Eliyahu HaNavi, "What did they do?" He said, "They went to the party." So the Gemara says, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov said, "That's what they did? Excuse me? There's nothing to do. Hashem is very upset. They went to the party." Okay. Says the Gemara that Eliyahu HaNavi went to Moshe Rabbeinu. He told him the trusted shepherd, Raya Memna, and says, you know, this is the story. So Moshe asked Eliyahu HaNavi, tell me, is anybody downstairs can pray? I will pray upstairs. And let somebody downstairs pray. So let me say to this guy Mordechai. So the question is, Mordechai was one. The Gemara says this is the time of Hashem Knesset Gdolah. This is the time of the biggest bedin we ever had. The Gemara says 120 giants sit in that bedin. Three of them Nevi'im, Gdolim. Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Mordechai was also a Nevi. And this is something very, very big. So Eliyahu HaNavi told Moshe, there's one guy downstairs, there's Mordechai. So Moshe said, so let him pray downstairs, I'll pray upstairs. Hopefully he will be able to tell the Gezerah. It's a major Gezerah from Hashem now. And Eliyahu HaNavi told Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they gave up. So the Megillah tells us, Mordechai heard about the decree already, besides the dream that he had, the Eliyahu HaNavi told him. And he goes around the palace. The Megillah says that Hatach came, Esther sent somebody to ask Mordechai what happened. Mordechai told Hatach, go tell Esther this decree to Chas Shalom to kill Aram Israel. And he gave him the decree, the printed decree. He said, listen, show it to Esther. Show it to Esther and advise and command Esther to go to Ahasuerus. So the question is, Ahasuerus married Esther about three years before the decree, about, right or wrong? Right? Please correct me. I'm not joking. About 3 years before, and he kept asking Esther, what nationality are you from? Who are you? Who are your parents? Do you have any uncles? Do you have any relatives? As I said, I have no idea. I was an orphan, and I was adopted. He's a guy, Mordechai. He adopted me. I don't know who I am. 3 years goes like this. Says the Gemara, Ahasuerus reduced taxes and did brought more girls as a parade to the palace to force Esther. He didn't understand. Esther would appreciate it maybe if he would divorce her. But he doesn't know it. So he did all the tricks, the Gemara said, to find out who is Esther, and Esther Magadet. She doesn't say anything. Now Mordechai goes to Esther and says, listen, this is the decree, you go to Ahasuerus, and you tell him I'm Jewish. This is for sure execution on the spot. 3 years he made a joke out of him. You don't understand, Ahasuerus ruled the world. It wasn't just a little puppet. It wasn't just Ahmed, he ruled the world. So, the Gemara says, you know how big it was? The Gemara says, he never spoke directly to Esther. Every time he spoke to Esther, they had a mediator. He didn't speak to her. It was not his kavod, his respect to speak to somebody. It was a giant. Every time Esther said something, never to him. Say to a mediator, and the mediator told Ahasuerus, even though they spoke the same language. Esther spoke Farsi. It doesn't matter. He's not talking to her. This is your wife. This is the first lady. He's not talking to her. This is how big it was, Ahasuerus. And here, 3 years, he's trying to find out who she is, and she says, I have no idea. Now, he has experience already, killed Vashti. He has experience. So now Mordechai says, Esther, you go to Ahasuerus, you tell him you're Jewish. He says, okay, you're Jewish. It's finished, I'm in a minute. Not only that, if it's a decree, the way the Hanavi told Mordechai, it's a decree, in Hashemite. And the Hanavi told Mordechai, because they went to the party. The Gemara says, Mordechai stood next to the palace, they told the Jewish people, 18,546 people went to the party. The numbers were. So, and Mordechai warned them, don't go to the party. And they went to the party, and the Hanavi now came to Mordechai, the decrees because of the party. So it's decrees from Hashem. So how is this going to help if Esther is going to go to Ahasuerus? How is it going to help? It's not going to help. It's from Shamayim. It's from Hashem. It's a decree from Shamayim if you speak to Hashem. So the right way to do is to tell him, do teshuva, you went to the party, you did something wrong, do teshuva, okay, fine. So, but it has to do with Esther. How do you expect Esther to cancel a decree from Hashem? And the reason is because they went to the party. So Ahasuerus would change his mind. What do you mean he'll change? How can he change his mind? Is it from Shamayim? The decree came from Shamayim. Hashem put Haman here because the Gemara says we did not do the right thing. The Gemara says eventually we'll do teshuva. Okay, fine. But Esther doesn't play any role. Nothing. And then Megillah will say, Esther will say to Mordechai, okay, please fast 3 days and then go to Ahasuerus. And she goes into Ahasuerus and there's a decree that no one is allowed to come into Ahasuerus' office without permission. She goes without permission, and Ahasuerus granted her with everything. I said, yeah, what do you want? On a party, fine. I have a party. So Megillah tells you. They come to the party. Ahasuerus asks Esther, what do you want? I said, I want another party. Okay, fine. Tomorrow night. Okay, fine, tomorrow night. In the meantime, at the night time, Ahasuerus has bad dreams, and he called up the diary. He called up the diary, and they found out in the diary that Mordechai once saved Ahasuerus. So Ahasuerus thinks he had a bad dream because maybe somebody did a favor to him. That's what superstition. And maybe he has to pay somebody. Yeah, so, you see, Mordechai saved my life. Did I ever pay Mordechai? I said, you didn't pay Mordechai. In the meantime, Haman comes. Haman is there because Haman wants to hang Mordechai on a tree. He just made him a tree. Ahasuerus asks, who is in the yard? I tell him, Haman. Haman comes inside. Ahasuerus asks him, you know, I want to ask you a question. Since you're here at 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't know what to do. He says, what? So, listen, somebody that I admire, that I want to pay him, what do you think I should do for him? And Haman said, I think you should put him on the king's horse and dress him with the king's clothing, and somebody should lead the horse in the street of Shushan and should announce, this is the guy dressed up like a king, is on the king's horse. The king wants to admire him. So Ahasuerus said to Haman, you go. Why do I go? Why? What do you want for my life? What did I do? Tell me what to do. The Gemara says, Haman said, excuse me, Ahasuerus, what do you mean? Which Mordechai? Says the Mordechai Yehudi. You know, that's why I should put him on the horse. Yeah. So the Gemara says Haman told the Ahasuerus, you know what? I'm very rich. I'll give him something. I'll give him an island. You know, Caribbean island. Let's go on vacation over there. Ahasuerus said, that's also give it to him. Go get it. Go. They pushed him out of the palace. He goes, he has to shave Mordechai, so take him to the mikveh, and he has to put him on a horse. And what happened? Nothing happened. What happened? Why is that? Okay. Then he goes home after the parade, They come to call him for the next party. They come to the party. And Ahasuerus asked Esther, so what can I do for you? She said, you know what? I'm Jewish. Ahasuerus doesn't say nothing. I say, really? I don't believe it. Say nothing. Like it's a normal thing. I says, yes, and that. I says, this. I mean, he said, somebody wants to kill me and my nation. And he says, who is this? Like he doesn't know. What do you mean, don't know? Why are you pretending you don't know? What do you mean? You gave him the ring. What's this question? Who? You. The mother says she wanted to put her finger towards Ahasuerus. An angel came and pushed it, and the finger went towards Haman. And she wanted to say you. She wanted to say you. I don't understand you. That's how you can answer Ahasuerus? You tell him you wanted to kill me. What does she have in mind? And then the Megillah says, the Ahasuerus is furious, he goes out to take a little break, he comes back, he sees Haman is on the bed, take Haman, Haman says, hang him, finish. And the decree fell apart, finished. And the Megillah tells the stories. And it tells us, listen, the day they're supposed to be the day of execution, Esther came and Mordechai asked Ahasuerus, we want to have this day to kill our enemies. What enemies? Which enemies? And the anti-Semitism. There's nothing. But the Gemara says it's true. After the decree came out, so some Iranian, some Farsim came to the Jews and said, we're going to kill you. Not a big deal, so. He says, no, we want to have that day. This is really what we call Tanit Esther. You give me Ladan. This is the day. God says, nah, for who? Opposite. Instead, he should kill us. We kill the big deal. What does it mean? Who cares? Nah, for who? What's the decree, right? Decree is going to be, Haman is on the tree. Eventually, the decree will be cancelled in a few months. 70 days later. Hav Gimel Siman. Okay, fine. That's the end of it. No, we want to take revenge on them. Revenge on who? On who? 75,000, right? Yeah. 510.
Let's send Haman plus the 500.
Plus the 500. Yeah. And plus 300 the next day.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I haven't looked in the Megillah in a whole year.
Okay, fine. Okay. Who cares about this? What the Megillah says. And this is always, this Shabbat is Parshat Zachor as well. Always Parshat. Yosef of Moshe Rabbeinu Parshat Esave, also Parshat Zachor. So she says, Amalek. Amalek, special mitzvah from the Torah. Only time that we have to take a Torah out and read is Parshat Zachor. Not, the Gemara says, Zachor Bapeh. Lo Tishkach Balev. It means a special mitzvah to go to Bet HaKnesset, and the Baal Kuret Razan has to have special kavanot, and he has to know what to do kavanah. And of course, he has to go to Mikveh before, and he has to be pure and holy, and he's going to read it for the tzibur, for the congregation, for the people. The mitzvah from a Torah, the only time that you have to hear from a Torah, a text. Every Shabbat, every Chag, you read, it's the Rabbanan, you don't have to. Moshe Rabbeinu did it, Ezra did it, don't need to know, nothing. Parashat Zachor, Doraita. Tosfot, Piskeh, Tosfot said, maybe Parashat Parah as well. Next week also, maybe Parashat Parah also. Maybe it's machloket. Right or wrong? I didn't look at it for 1 year. How do you remember this?
Uh-huh.
1 year I didn't look at it. How do you remember this?
No, I know the Parashat Parah that there's a machloket. I know that. Yeah.
Ah, but it's from Esther, you know it. He didn't look it up yet, you said before, in Megillah. Before you said you don't know it,
you didn't look at the Megillah. The Parashat Parah, I know from learning the Gemara. I didn't learn it from the Megillah.
Doesn't say this in Gemara.
When I'm learning Gemara and I learn Tosfot in my head, it's all.
It's not in Tosfot. It's Piskei Tosfot. It's not in Tosfot.
I learned it somewhere.
So Parashat Zachor Doraita. So Hashem wants me to take the Torah out to read the paragraph of Zachor. Why? Hashem wants me to remember Amalek. I don't know what Hashem wants Amalek to remember. Okay, let's assume that Hashem wants me to remember. Okay, so I remember. in my heart. No. Hashem said, Lo tishkach is in your heart. It's what I say, Zachor, with your mouth. You must say it with your mouth from the Torah. So what is it all about? Come to Gemara and says, look, after Esther wrote the Megillah, she went to Chachamim, and she said, Kidvuni ledorot. He said, Chachamim, please, it's going to be a Tanakh. 24 books. And I said, the Megillah should be one of them, and people should read the Megillah. And the Gemara says, Chachamim said, no, we can't do it. So Esther said, why can't do it? They found a sentence in Mishle. I said, several days, says Shidishim, three times. One says, what? Explain to me, what's my life? He said, tell me to tell you something. In the Torah, it says twice about Amalek. One parashat Beshalach, right, the war occurred. One parashat Ketet, says the Chorasach Amalek, we're going to read. And then we have one in the Navi. It's the Haftarah we're going to read. It's three times already. And this should be the fourth time? Megillat Esther? Rami said, no way. Not in the Tanakh and not to be read. And then the Gemara says, Chachamim came up and said, oh, no, you're right, you know, Esther? Esther, you're the prophet, one of the seven Neviot we had. And I said, okay, you know what? We found another hint that we may add Megillat Esther to the Tanakh and begin with it. I said, what's the discussion? What's the discussion? Be it, nothing. As far as Purim itself, after you have this information, we discussed it. Yom Navi came to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and told them this is a decree, and Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov agreed. They said, this is nothing to do. If that what our grandchildren did, Shalom al Israel. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, the decree was cancelled. So what's the celebration about? What's the celebration about? Somebody robbed the bank. They put him in jail. After 30 years, he comes out of jail. He says he wants to make a national holiday. Every year, they're going to tell the story. He robbed the bank, and the police came and caught him. He was in Rikers Island. After 30 days, he came out. So, he says, why are you making a party? You should not have robbed the bank. So then what's the party about? We did something wrong. Leon Levi told Mordechai. Mordechai warned him, said, don't go to the party. So we deserve the punishment. So the punishment was waived. Waived? Some Chachamim say it wasn't even waived. Look in the Megillah. There are two big letters in the Megillah. This is the first big letter is Chet. Chur kar pasut chelet. You read in the Megillah, you see the word Chur. The letter Chet is big. The end of the Megillah, it says, Vatichtov Esther Amarka Vatavichal Mordechai Yudit Kol Tokev. Esther wrote the Megillah, it says, Vatichtov, the Taf is big. So Taf is big, and Chet is big. You remember? So one of the tzaddikim said, I think Sassov Rebbe said, you know what it is? I tell you what it is. The decree was never cancelled, just postponed. Likewise, after the golden calf, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Yom Pukdiu Fakadeti. I don't cancel the decree. I wait. If they behave, okay. If they don't behave, so the spies came back, and we said we're not going to Israel. The decree of the golden calf came. We said, listen, the decree of Haman was not cancelled. It was postponed to Tavchet Tavtet. About 350 years ago was the first Hitler. His name was Chmelnytsky. He killed millions of Jews, slaughtered them, killed the Shushan Mostopoli, almost killed the Shah, killed thousands, 10,000 Rabbanim in Europe, in Poland, Shapira, Vermazer, Magenza, children, baby, cut them with a knife. He says, what happened? I says, this is Taf Chet in the Megillah. I says, big letters, Chet in the Taf, it's Gzerot Taf Chet Taf Tet. Ashkenazim, you have in the Siddur, Slichot, Tafchet, Tafchet, Slichot, Taniot, people do Tanit. Tavchet, Tavtet. Let's say Abba Rachamim every Shabbat. For the decrees. So things like this. Millions of Jews were killed because our farmers went to a party. A Chashverosh party. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, even you want to say it's cancelled. So what's the celebration? There's no celebration. You did a sin. You deserve the punishment. Mordechai prayed. Esther went to Chashverosh. Baruch Hashem, the decree was cancelled. Okay, so Baruch Hashem. So what? What happened? Nothing happened. So what's the celebration of Purim? It's not the celebration. Ari says like this. In Shemoneh Esrei, we say, V'chol levecha v'chol sinecha amira yikaretu. V'asim b'menu yagon v'anacha. Ari says, say, V'chol levecha, we tell Hashem, all your enemies. Hashem has enemies? V'chol sinecha. Enemies, there are some people that hate Hashem. Let's see, but levecha. Ari says, the kavanah, levecha is a satan, and sinecha is satan's wife. Same thing, Yagon v'anacha. Yagon is Satan v'anacha. Asai is Satan's wife. It says there are entities, there are the enemies of Hashem. The one that says Hashem regrets he made the Yetzirah, Hashem regrets it. Hashem regrets he made the Arabs, says the Gemara. Hashem regrets he made the Iraqis. Hashem regrets he made the exile. Gemara, Masechet Sukkah. You know? Page 52. Amalek, the Gemara says, he hates Hashem. Hates Hashem. Hashem said, I swear in my chair, Bacho emchet zechar Amalek. Come to Gemara says, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Gemara says, look. Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, Gemara says, first, he kabetz nitche Israel. First, he'll collect all of Israel. V'yachid zaro shel Amalek. He'll destroy Amalek. V'yivne b'bet akhira, v'yivne b'tam Mikdash. Condition for Bet HaMikdash to be built is to destroy Amalek. Gemara says, maybe Bet HaMikdash first? No. First Amalek. Okay. It's a condition. It's Halacha and Rambam. Melech HaMashiach yikabetz nitche Israel. We're all going to get collected. Hopefully we'll go to Yerushalayim. And not to the desert. The Mishnah says we might end up in the desert. And then we destroy Amalek. So who is Amalek? There's one guy, he lives in Alaska. And one in the North Pole, one in the South Pole. He don't even know them. He's hiding. He's hiding under the snow over there. You have to kill all the Amalekim. How are you going to find them? You're going to have the Mossad, the Shin Bet, running all around the world to find Amalekim. That's the Halacha. And Zohar says, listen. It's end of Shemoneh Esrei. Zohar says, you have to pray like this, Yiratzon. Shetivne Bet HaMikdash Merabai Amenu. So Rashi Tosafot Masechet Sukkah Masechet Hoshana say, this Bet HaMikdash upstairs, and Bet HaMikdash is going to come down. So Mashiach doesn't have to build it. So Mashiach doesn't have to fight Amalek. Who is going to fight Amalek? Hashem in the Torah says, Macho Emche Et Zecher Amalek. Not Timche, I will do the job. If Hashem will do the job, then he can have Bet HaMikdash, it will come down. It means all these people, the Amalekim, in Alaska, they'll die. Hashem will kill them. That's the goal, says the Zohar. The goal is not we should build them. The Zohar said, Chas v'shalom, we should build the Bet HaMikdash. It has to come from Shamayim, says the Zohar. Actually, the Rambam in the Halachot, even though the Rambam says himself, that Halachot are to build the Bet HaMikdash, Rambam said, Mashiach will come, Mashiach might be killed, Chas v'shalom. It's a whole story. Not Mashiach himself, even Mashiach ben David. So, the goal that a person should have in life is Hashem has no house. Hashem wants to have a Tamikdash. But he cannot have it. And unless Amalek will destroy. Or we have to destroy Amalek. Hopefully he will destroy. The Gemara says, Ad shalosh shalach do b'mikdash timche. Achir shalach do b'mikdash emche. The Gemara says like this. The people, the nation that destroyed second Tamikdash, the Romans, are Amalek. Until then, our obligation was we should go and Timche Zechar Amalek. We should try to find them. Now, after Amalek did this, hopefully Hashem will do the job. Emche, I will do. What's behind it? Something I want to explain to you something. The whole Purim, that Parshat Zochot Chachamim said should be read. This parasha, this Shabbat, is to tell you Purim, the celebration, is not we were saved. Whatever we are saved is no celebration because we deserve the punishment. The celebration is Venafochu. The celebration is the 75,000 plus 500 plus Haman plus his children plus 300 Amalekim that we destroy. Now we'll be ready to build the Sefer HaMikdash. That's the celebration. As Rashi says, Masechet Ta'anit, Mishnas Adam Revim Simcha, Adar comes, be happy, the Purim be Pesach. Because Purim is a diving board for Geula. Pesach is Geula, Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash. Rashi said, Bet HaMikdash should come down. On Pesach, Bet HaMikdash should come down. To come down, but first you have to destroy Amalek. Who will destroy it? If you can destroy it, who knows how long it's going to take you to find all the Amalekim around the globe? Where are they hiding, all these people? I don't know if you remember, I told you once. I was in Lakewood, New Jersey about 7 years ago. One of the people from the yeshiva drove and the car did not stop by stop sign. And he crashed into them. And he killed a couple. He got into depression. So his friend went to Bnei Brak to Abraham Kanievsky. I know it from the press, not from YouTube. And he told Hankanisky, I have a friend in Lakewood, got depressed. You know, he killed two people. He didn't stop. It was there for the stop sign. So Chaim said, maybe they were Amalek. How do you know? Then I came back to America, I told his friend. Chaim said, maybe Amalek. So I said, yeah, maybe Amalek. Yeah. Maybe Chinese, maybe Amalek. Then the children of that couple that were killed sold the house. It was an open house. People from Yeshiva went to the house. They saw a pile of neo-Nazi newspapers. How are you going to kill all the Amalekim when Mashiach will come? Who Mashiach is going to go? He's going to drive to Lakewood to find out who doesn't stop in the stop sign? Hashem said, I will do the job for you. This is just a preparation for Bet HaMikdash. A celebration of Purim is not when you're saved. It's not to be happy that you're saved. You didn't see. You should not have been here. So Mordechai prayed. The Gemara said, I tell you what. When Haman came to Mordechai to put him on the horse, so Haman asked Mordechai, what are you doing exactly now? Mordechai said, we are learning about Omer. Because now it's Pesach coming. And this is Pesach already. And we talk about Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash cannot be unless Haman is going to be hung. Because Haman is a Amalek. And actually, the Gemara says, Aman is here in Shushan, pleading with Ahasuerus not to issue a permit to build a Hamikdash. That's why Mordechai is here. And he wants to ask Ahasuerus to give me a permit. Construction started at the time of Koresh. Stopped because of Machshimam, the Arabs. So in order for the Hamikdash to be built, the Gemara says, Amalekim has to be destroyed. That's why Esther asked Ahasuerus, after Ahasuerus hung Haman, can we have that day when Nafochu? You want to kill? Who do you want to kill? The Gemara says all the 75,000 plus were Amalekim. Now we're going to be ready for Bet HaMikdash. So the celebration of Purim is, says the Gemara, what is celebration? Megillah. What Megillah? The Gemara says, Esther asked Haramim, put my Megillah among the books of the Tanakh, let people read the Megillah. Haramim said, no, we can't. Why can't you? It's a very nice story. Why? He said, no, because we have a send this three times. Three times what? Three times the whole Sarah Amalek, huh? What is to do with Megillah with Amalek? Baruch Hashem, Megillah is Baruch Hashem, do you believe we were saved? See, from the Gemara, it's not like that. The Gemara said, Chachamim said, no Megillah. He said, why do you mean no Megillah? Baruch Hashem, we were saved. He said, no, you can't have it. Okay? Only three times. Three what? Three destroy Amalek. So the Gemara says, you see, the whole Megillah's purpose is destroy Amalek. So the Chachamim says, the Rambam says, Megillah Esther will stay forever. All the other books of the Tanakh, besides the Torah, and maybe Yoshua will stay. All the other books, the Rambam says, no, they're not going to read them. In one place in the Gemara says, Purim will stay forever. Maybe Hanukkah. What is it, Purim? Why? Because Purim were worried, Esther and Mordechai were worried about Amalek. And that is the secret that Mordechai did not want to bow down to Amalek, to Haman the whole time. Of course, the Gemara said he had the statue, the depth of it, the depth. And definitely, that Mordechai wants him dead, because that time Beit HaMikdash cannot come. And that's why Mordechai doesn't stand up for him, and Mordechai is very stiff to him, and he's making fun of him, and says, what's behind it, what's behind it? The other way around is Ahasuerus, because he had a wife Vashti, so he hates the Jews. He himself was very good, Ahasuerus. Eventually, he will be a Tana. He didn't get into the Ahasuerus. You know his name?
I didn't see that. Ahasuerus is in
Ganeden. In Ganeden.
Oh,
you don't know his name? He's a Tana. A Tana.
Oh. Yochanan?
Yochanan. Oh. Hot stuff. Yochanan ben Torata.
Oh, but, maybe because he had the Taurus up by Shaman, the Hasiman Shalha Shor.
Is the Goy, you know the story of the Goy?
Okay, and the Sipor Shaha, who had Tanlo at Shor Shalo, Shor Lor Sala Avod, but Shabbat, as Kasher Hagai Ra'ad, who had Yager, who had Yahatana Yochanan.
So what is the Chudav HaChashverosh? He didn't let us build the Mikdash because of his wife, because of Vashti. Vashti said, don't let him, because my grandfather, Vashti's grandfather, was Nebuchadnezzar, Shlomo's son. I said, so the Megillah tells you, look at the story, look at the story. The story, that's the story. The whole story is Mechilat Amalek. Why Amalek? Gemara says, Amalek came because Rafu Yedehem Min HaTorah. The explanation means, the hands of Am Yisrael were wicked from the Torah. So what does it mean? Chaim said, look, when Eliezer went to Haran and he met Rivka, and after she gave the water, he took out two bracelets, and the weight of the bracelets, Asarat Zav Mishkola. He put, Eliezer put the bracelet on her hands. The man says, two bracelets, why two? The man says, Shnei Luchot Abrit, two tablets. I said, Asarat Zav Mishkola. He says, why? Because he made sure that the two bracelets could weigh exactly 10 something. Aseret el boten commandments. The Chachamim, when Hashem gave us two hands, what do you think it is? Why not more than two hands? Why we have 10 fingers? Because our hands is Shnei Luchot Abrit, the 10 commandments. That every time we move our hands, we have to understand that the right hand is the right tablet, the left hand is the left tablet. The five fingers is five commands. Five fingers, five commands. It says Rafui Demin Torah. It means Am Yisrael did not use the hands for the Torah. It says the Gemara, I'll show you. The war started. War started. They had to fight. It says, they never won Amalek. Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed and he raised his hand. He prayed to Hashem. He held up his hands 3 hours. Put them, sit down, got up. It says the Gemara. It says the Mishnah. Moshe's hand is doing the work. Someone says, yeah. When Moshe is praying, Am Yisrael, they make their heart devoted to Hashem. This is Moshe's power. The Moshe's yotzei, the person is to know, Chachamim say, light of a candle for Moshe, it's obligation. It's not a joke. I says, people lit a candle for Moshe, and then they said everything got down the hill for them. The business went down to heal. Everything hurts, everything. Because when you light the candle, it means you collect yourself to Moshe. I said, what do you know about Moshe? You know about Moshe, the first thing you know about Moshe, when Moshe used his mouth to kill an Egyptian officer. He didn't use his hands, nothing. His power was in his mouth. The Gemara says, when Balak hired Bilam to curse Israel, Balak sent some people to Midian, even though he himself was from Midian. He made an investigation because Moshe was in Midian for over 10 years. He says, what is this guy's power? They said, his power is his mouth. His mouth. So therefore, the Gemara says, they hired him. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu died because he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. It was Moshe's mouth. The Gemara says, Chachamim were in the desert. They needed to eat something for Shabbat. They said something. There's a book, it's called Sefer Yetzirah. It costs $10. You don't need a house. You say something, and the house comes down. You don't need. It's a waste of money. You need a Tesla? So you say, you buy this book, $10. You say $10, if you know the Kavanah, you have a tester in front of you. Hachamim, the Gemara says, needed for Shabbat food. They said something, a cow came from Shaman. Our power is the mouth. Am Israel did not learn, not only did not learn, they did not understand the hands that were given is for Torah. Amalek comes. Amalek is opposite. The Gemara says, Yaakov's power is his mouth. I call Yaakov. Our power is, Am Israel, the power of the mouth. It says, what do you think? The lawyer helps you, the business. No. You pay more and you work less, you have more Asacha. Because everything is in your mouth, and you have to pray. It's the Parashat Zachor. Actually, our mouth, when we're going to read the Parashat Zachor on Purim morning, on Shabbat Zachor, and the Haftarah, and the Megillah, is to destroy Amalek. That's what we do. It means, Emche. It's Hashem told us, you take a book, take a Sefer Torah, you read from the Torah. I said, why have to read? I remember, no. Our mouth is the power. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, we killed the Egyptian in his mouth. We hit the rock. Hashem said, you can't go to Israel. Finish. Actually, the Gemara says, before Moshe Rabbeinu died, he asked Hashem one time. Hashem said, 6 times you used your mouth. Not right. This is the Rabbeinu said. Moshe said, Mecheni na, he himself erased his name. Not Hashem erased his name. That's the power of the mouth, the Gemara says. You be careful what you say. Because the power of your mouth, you can kill somebody. Mavet v'chaim b'yad ha'lashon. What does it say?
Chaim
v'mavet b'yad ha'lashon. Shlomo HaMelech. It says, the power is in our mouth. Tefillah. Akol kol Yaakov. It says, the power that saved us, that's what Eliyahu Nabi told Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, you pray upstairs, and there's somebody else pray downstairs, Mordechai. There's another 120 people. No, but Mordechai, Kisha Sharer, Hamim, and Niftakul, says the Gemara. Mordechai knew it's only prayers, only Yom. That's what Eliyahu Nabi said to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's one guy downstairs, there's 120 people. Hashem can start to laugh. Yeah, doesn't matter. You have to have somebody who knows the power of the mouth, only mouth. Ari says, Mordechai, Gibur Moshe Rabbeinu. The power of Yaakov Avinu is mouth. The Torah that you learn in his mouth. The Gemara says you have to learn Torah, you have to stay with your mouth. Because when you learn with your mouth, Gemara says, Yeshua me, when you say Abai, you say Rava, the power is so big, it comes in front of you. Baal HaShmua Omed Negdo. You say Rabbi Yochanan is here. You say Rabbi Akiva comes. The power is very strong only in the mouth. I think Hashem says Parashat Zachor, read Moshe Zachor. Parashat Etzaveh, no Moshe's name. No Moshe's name, it says the last word of last Parashat is Nechoshet. Ari says Nechoshet, if you divide the word Nechoshet to two, is Noach Shet. Moshe Gilgul Noach Shet. Noach did not pray. Moshe has to pray. May Noach. Moshe prays. Moshe. That's the power of Moshe. That he believed everything is in his mouth. That's why Haman really was very happy. And Moshe is dead. Nadar. As it's a very bad sign for us. Which means the power of our mouth was taken away from us. That our leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, he died because he did not use his mouth, right? It means we don't have the power in our mouth anymore. So we can pray to Hashem. We can pray to Hashem. We can destroy it. That is, but he did not know that he was born. Why Moshe was born? Why Moshe was born at all? Because it means the power of the mouth. This is the power of Emunah of Miriam. She went to her father. And she told her father, go remarried. Your chevet and my mother will have Mashiach, Moshe. I says, now Boche, I says, Moshe, when Bitya found him, he was crying on the Shekhinah. I says, you cry for the Shekhinah with your mouth, Hashem listens to you. Amim said, that's the whole Megillah. I says, Mordechai knows it. Mordechai tells us that, you know, 3 years, he did not say, says the Gemara, the power of Esther was her mouth. With so much pressure from Achashverosh, she doesn't say. She said, don't tell Achashverosh who you are, don't tell him. Says the Gemara, where did Esther get it? And the Gemara says, Esther got it from her grandfather Shaul. When Shmuel told Shaul, you're going to be the king, he came home and didn't tell nothing, not to his father, not to his uncle, to nobody. The Gemara says, where did Shaul get it? And he says, Shaul got it from his grandmother Rachel. Rachel, Gemara says, with her mouth she gave the signs to Leah not to be embarrassed. It says the power is the mouth. So Mordechai tells Esther, you know what? You go to Ahasuerus, you're just telling me Jewish, nothing will happen to you. Because your power is in your mouth. He won't touch you. And then use the chut that you keep your mouth shut. And my zechut that I pray will save Am Yisrael from the decree right now. Well, of course, we do the tshuva. But your mouth is so powerful, you see what's going to happen. You go to the party, and she's going to say, this man, Rasha, Haman, in 2 minutes he's going to be on the tree, finished. It's over. What? Why? Because the Gemara says, because if you have in mind only Bet HaMikdash, it means you want the tefillah all the time. Bet HaMikdash is the place of tefillah. Says the Ramban, there is no other explanation for creation besides tefillah and Bet Knesset. Nothing. Not in your house and out on the street. You have to come, tefillah. You have to sing to Hashem. That is the purpose of creation. Our mouth is the purpose. And the Gemara says, really Hashem created mankind because Hashem wanted us to sing to Him. Says the Gemara, the first thing was created is water. Says the Gemara, the water sang to Hashem. And then Hashem said, oh, water sing to me? Let me create a person who should sing to me. Because water really are mute. Let me create a person. Says the Ramban, our obligation is to sing to Hashem, to use our mouth. Says Megillat Esther. That says Esther, her power was in her mouth. It says we were saved. We were killed Amalek by the mouth. Because Esther begged Ahasuerus, Esther said Ahasuerus, okay, but for who? So the whole celebration of Purim is so amazing. The Chachamim said it's so important, Parashat Zachor, and to hear the parasha on Purim in the morning, Amalek, and then the afternoon Shabbat, and then Megillat Esther, all those four, the Gemara says, is preparation for Bet HaMikdash, Beti Bet Tfila, to have Bet HaMikdash come down from Shamayim after Hashem, and Yisrael HaMalik, Ma'abim Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.